July 31, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Fly on the Wall. Opening prayer. Lord God, looking forward to the day that is before me, help me to live it in faith, confident in your love, your guidance, and your provisions for my every need. Read Acts chapter 5, verses 33 through 42. When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Reflect. Are you aware of a church or ministry that appears to be in a season of growth and blessing? We saw yesterday that the religious leaders had imprisoned the apostles in an unsuccessful attempt to silence them. In today's passage, we are a fly on the wall listening to their internal discussions as they try to work out what to do about this new group of fanatics. In yesterday's passage, the cause of their opposition to the apostles was jealousy. Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Today, though, they are angered by the apostles' theology, chapter 5, verses 30 through 32, and refusal to acknowledge the council's spiritual authority. How do you react when you hear of spectacular growth or revivals? If I am completely honest, my initial reaction can sometimes be jealousy or cynicism. I find myself having to examine my heart, rooting out that Pharisaic pride that believes that God should bless me and my group or church rather than them. Gamaliel's advice in this passage is wise. Watch from a distance and be slow to pass judgment. While we may not be in a position to order that the leaders of that successful movement be flogged, let's be careful not to use our words, whether in person or online, to humiliate or undermine them in public. If later some do fall, let's be sorrowful rather than exultant. Apply. Are there ministries prospering around you that give you cause for concern? How do you respond to their successes? Closing prayer. Father, I bring before you leaders and ministries other than those I enjoy. Help them remain faithful to the gospel. Help us all remain faithful to the gospel.